This is Jeff at KAPULP 104.7 FM. We have a special show we're doing today with Charlie and Charlie from the USS Hector Association. Good afternoon, Charlie and Charlie.
Hi, Jeff. Hi, KPU listeners. Happy to be here and have an opportunity to talk about our ship and its association. Special hi to Naval Postgraduate School and also Monterey Coast Guard, who I have a fondness for. We wanted to bring a kind of a special awareness to the public, not only for about those who served on board the Hector, but all branches of the service, and especially those who gave their lives in service of our country. So say hi, Charlie.
Hi, this is Charlie Meter. I just want to say Hawaii. Glad to be here with you, and I hope that today's program we have is enjoyed by all you people out there.
And we want to invite any of the listeners, if you were happen to be a crew member or served on the USS Hector, we invite you to join our association. If you want to see our Hector website, you can either do that by going to www.kapu.org. or directly to the Hector website at www.usshector.com. And we'd sure like to have you on board if you were a crew member. So, Charlie, you want to tell them about the association?
Yes, we have an association. We formed this here a few years back. We have a fellow who takes care of the treasurer. We have historians, we have chaplains, we have storekeepers, we have a treasurer, we have a website man, we have a real good organization, and we're hoping that today we'll bring on more to our association. As of now, we have approximately somewhere in the neighborhood of 1,500 oldest shipmates on it, and of those, there are approximately 500 to 600 active members with us every time. And like I say, it's great to be with you and hope that we can get some information out to you people out there regarding our association.
Yeah, and if you like, you can follow along with what we're talking about by going to the website. There's a lot of information there. We do have what we think is about 50 known plank owners that are with our association. And Charlie, can you tell them what a plank owner is?
A plank owner is a sailor what put the ship in commission back in 1944. They served on there during the World War II. And like I say, they're getting up there in age. They're falling off fastly, but we still got quite a few of them left.
Yeah. Charlie, can you tell us about the purpose of our association? Right there. What are we in business for?
Oh. Well, the purpose.
Yeah, read right off.
Go ahead. The purpose of the association is to defend the modernization of the accomplishment of the men and women who served aboard the Hector, and to the fast good times and fellowship members of the former Hector sailors. The USS Hector Association is formally organized and was brought by volunteers who have been willing to assume leadership position in association, forearm, and growing growth.
Hard to read my writing?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the association is an informal organization, and we like to get together once a year for purpose of goodwill and sharing our experiences. And every other year we have a ship's reunion that's held some part of the country somewhere. And what are some examples of places we've had reunions?
Well, we've had the reunions in Sacramento, California. We've had them in Salt Lake City. We've had them in Hagerstown, Maryland. We have them in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Virginia Beach, Virginia, Kissimmee, Florida, Branson, Missouri, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Rapid City, South Dakota, And there was one we had in Nevada. That was the second one we had. And coming up in the year of 10, we're going back to Branson, Missouri.
And you got a list of some of the captains that were commanding officers in charge of Hector?
For the time that Hector was in commission, from 1944 up until she was put out of commission in 1987, she had approximately 30 captains from all over. And most of the captains stayed on the ship 2 to 3 years. And of all the captains we had, the rank of captain is the fellows in charge of the ship. These were all full four-stripe captains. First one we had was Long. He was on there, and when the ship was put in commission, he was in there during up until the late 45s. And then the later ones we had was Leach, and he was in there from 85 to 87. We have, like I say, 30 of them, and they were all good captains. Quite a few guys didn't like the captains because they got in trouble and they had to go up to captain's mess, so therefore they didn't like that captain. But overall, we had some darn good captains.
I had to do one or two captain's mess, but I still liked my captain. I was a bit of a troublemaker.
Yeah, a little bit of a troublemaker, huh?
Yeah. Hey, how about telling us about the upcoming reunion in 2010?
Oh, yeah, we have a reunion coming up in the first part of September of 2010. It's going to be held in Branson, Missouri. We was there in 2002, but we went back there again this coming year. And like you say, I think back in 2002, we had 275 people there. That was one of the biggest reunions we had, and we hope this time to be able to top that. What makes Branson so nice, it's about in the middle of the United States. It's easy guys from the West Coast, the West, East Coast, North and South to get together. And like you say, I'm looking forward to it. And I know Charlie, he is looking forward to it if he can get out of work for a week or so.
I'll try.
He better get there and help me.
And Charlie, what was that website again?
www.usshector.com.
Very good.
Yeah. And anyway, that it will give the directions. It will give the date, the time of when the reunion will be. I know the last time I was there, we had a good time. That's actually what got me involved in the association, was just the fellowship with the guys. I was always a little leery about, you know, maybe getting together with the guys later on. And, you know, some of the stories and stuff, I wasn't too sure if I wanted to hear them again. But when I got together with the guys, it was great fellowship. And even the wives, they had a good time. And I really enjoyed it and look forward to going back again.
I got one thing to say. This last reunion we had up in Rapid City, South Dakota, a storekeeper came over to me and started talking to me. And the bells didn't quite ring when we was talking about them. So all at once I looked up at him and I says, "Hey, did we used to call you Sam Ricketts?" He says, "Yeah, country." That's the first time I seen that guy in 56 years. And I'm sure glad to see him, and I'm looking forward to seeing him again in Branson.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the Hector itself. Now, the Hector was kind of a converted Liberty ship, right?
That's what they said. It was a converted Liberty ship, but I never seen a Liberty ship with twin screws on it like we had on the Hector.
And it was built, I think the keel was laid in 43 and...
42 or 43. I think it was 42, and she was commissioned in 44, I think. I'd have to look at my records to actually see what the dates were. But like you say, someone in the reunion gave me a book of the ship being built from the keel up until it was thrown in it, until it was put into the water.
Yeah.
I have pictures of that showing different stages of the Hector, and also her going down the ways when she hit the water.
So, not to bore everybody too much, but we were going to put some period Hawaiian music in between and let Jeff take over and give a little break.
Charlie forgot his ukulele is what he's trying to tell you.
So, anyway, let's do a little bit of music for the listeners.
You're listening to KAPULP 104.7, and again, we were just discussing the USS Hector, AR7. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Thank you.